second step in singing, transposing and singing and playing in time is you take whatever word goes on the chord change and you just force yourself to circle. I mean, you circle it on the page and then you force yourself to hit it while you're strumming. So we're going to circle pirates, I, and sold and ships. All right, and then min for minutes, and then I for, so it's gonna go, and then just for, like, first of all, strum your chords just like you weren't gonna sing. All right, do that down, up and down strumming. Yeah, good. Now you may not think you're ready to sing it yet, but I'll show you very quickly, or that you will be able to. But first, let's just make the chord changes from the verse. 2, 3, 4. You're gonna simply sing, right? Whenever the chord changes, at least sing those words. You don't have to fill in the gaps, but I have a feeling that you'll automatically be able to just by forcing yourself to sing those words. So 1, 2, 3. Pirate. No, but don't lose the strumming. Keep the strumming. The strumming's actually more. It's not more important, but for you it is right now.
Okay.
Right? So 2, 3. Well, pirate. Sing pirates.
Pirates, yes, they were robbed. Sold I to the merchant
ships. Force yourself to sing those, at least the words we circled.
Okay.
All right, do it again. Here we go. 2, 3.
Oh, pirates, yes, they were robbed. Sold I to the merchant ships.
How you're doing, you're totally getting it.
Okay.
And the rest just kind of falls in place. Now you have to go through the tune and kind of circle. We didn't do it. You know, we didn't circle like from and pit and hand and strong. And then sometimes notice that, like here where it says by the hand of the Almighty, the words don't come in right away. So I'm not going to circle that because the chord change happens first and then the words. So I'm only circling where the words like match the chord change, and sometimes they're slightly before it, if that makes any sense. Like the syllable, the hands of the Almighty, you know, it comes just before the chord change, but it's close enough that I'm calling it a strum beat. So I circle it, but it goes with that chord, not with the G.
Okay.
Right. See how you make out just with this is relatively unscientific. I didn't read this in a book. I just kind of made it up. Well, for myself, when I'm learning a new song, especially when you print the words on the internet and there's no bar lines above the chords, it's just chords and words, and it's very tough. So I had to underline. That was my thing. I would underline really big where the strong beats were to match up the phrases and finally learn it.
Right.
Because that's a skill in and of itself.
Very
here
true.
We go.
Very true.
So, like, 1, 2.
So it's up?
Yeah, and the big thing is, you know, just keep that hand strumming. Like, believe it or not, even though the goal is to play and sing, your goal is to play and sing a little now, at least the transitionary words at this point, and then you'll doing it once or twice, you'll automatically get the rest.
How do you realize the strum pattern works?
How do I know the strum pattern works? It always works for 4-4 when you go 1, 2, and 3, 4, and just, it's like a basic thing that always works.
Okay.
Right. Good question. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, pirate, yes, they rabbi. Sold I to
that's way cool.
Minutes after they took out from the bottomless pit. But my hands was made strong by the hand of the arm.
That's an A minor.
Okay.
Right, a mighty two.
We flowered in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to see these songs of freedom? It's all
one last thing. We did it before I started the recording, and it's very important. And you'll need to remember this for other songs as well. So when I send this to you, you gave yourself a vocal cue by writing down the first couple of notes of the song. Now you're not reading music, so in the original song in the key of G, it's an E and a D. You would need a teacher, or you would need to somehow look up what notes there are and where they are on the guitar if you're not reading standard notation. But in tablature, above the tune, put first notes. Let me pause this. So I wrote verse melody at the top of the page. I just makeshift drew six little lines as tab. And I put 0 and 3. Because in my key, G, the original key, it goes, I'm just reading those words, and that's where they are on tab. But since you put your capo on fret 5, for you it's the open first string, even though technically that's 5th fret, to you it's open, and yours is going to sound like, and then 2nd string, 3rd fret. Yeah, and that's your cue. You get that in your ear. You play before you begin. You know, like if you're on a gig or if you want to impress someone, you know, whatever. Then you like, like sing those two notes.
All pie.
Perfect. And then when now you got it in your ear, you walk out on stage. I'm exaggerating, whatever, for now. And then you don't need to play that on guitar, but you get ready with your G chord, and you're like 1, 2, 3.
Oh,
sing with me.
Oh,
and you're right in. You never have to, because when you're changing keys, it can be tough. Your ears hear in the old key. Believe me, it's happened to me many times.
Right.
You know, as much as I'm slick, or seem like I'm slick saying, yeah, I can transpose, you do make mistakes. And I've made them on the bandstand, and it's not fun, you know.
Okay.
When you get into hard stuff, like I remember transposing Police songs and things like that, they're relatively intricate. And you got to really know. And occasionally if there's something that always throws me, I'll make a note on the sheet to exaggerate a certain note right while I'm playing the chords. No one else can hear that I'm doing that, but it cues my voice. That's beyond the scope of today. But little tricks like that you learn. So that was great. And I think that key is much better for me, and I think it's better for you.
Mm.
And so you would actually write at the top of the chart, you know, key of... You don't have to write key of C if you don't know it, but it would be the most important thing for you is capo fret 5.
Mm.
Actually, let's go like this, vocal key C. So I wrote vocal key C and in parentheses capo fret 5, and now you never have to remember. That's very important to write down. Okay. Otherwise, you'll go through this process every single time you want to play this song.
Okay.
Should we do another one, another example?
No.